And now this is a dictation for Barbara Molson, M-O-L-S-O-N, May 563. Addresses a letter to Dr. Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, a follow-up for Mrs. Molson. She has a cadaveric renal transplant, 2001, underlying chronic kidney disease, prior hypertension, CHF, immunosuppressants. She has not underwent right hip surgery for osteoarthritis because of persistent anemia. Dr. Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y senior, to do it when clinically stable. In my understanding, cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-I-E-K, has done a stress test which is negative. She's using a Walker no falling episode. We are doing treatment for anemia with ERA-NESP. There has been colonoscopies with some polyps. Biopsy was done, but apparently benign. They are talking, however, about potential open surgery, and she's supposed to go to McLaren Dearborn, D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N. There has been no transfusion of blood. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, kidney transplant without tenderness, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable edema 2+, worse on the left compared to the right. Presently, no compressing stockings. There is some degree of dyspnea activity, not at rest. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers. She does use, excuse me, she has a sleep apnea, but not using CPAP on a regular basis. No pruritus, skin rash, no bleeding nose gums. Some persistent nasal congestion, no purulent material or bleeding. Next paragraph, medication, notice the prednisone, tacro, and cell set for transplant. She's taking anticoagulation with Eliquis, bicarbonate replacement, diabetes management, cholesterol management, on bisoprolol, off the losartan. Next paragraph, today weight 144, stable over time, blood pressure 138.80, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no kidney transplant tenderness, stable edema, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is August. Creatinine at baseline, presently 1.7. She's been as high as lower 2s. Anemia 9.2. Large red blood cells, 116. A normal white blood cell platelet. Normal sodium, potassium. Mild metabolic acidosis 21 with elevated chloride 110. Normal albumin. Glucose, liver function test, present GFR 34, good control of cholesterol, low HDL 39, triglyceride less than 150, it has been documented paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cadaveric renal transplant, March 2001. Next number, CKD stage 3, slowly progressive over time, not symptomatic. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressing. I do not have a recent TACRO. Next number, anemia macrocytosis. We need to update B12 folic acid, thyroid studies, iron, increase EPO, aiming for a hemoglobin of 10 so she can have keep surgery. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation appears to be regular, anticoagulated, decreased Eliquis to 2.5 mg twice a day, great control on beta blockers. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis, continued bicarbonate replacement. Next number, blood pressure appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, negative stress testing, reserve ejection fraction, no significant valve abnormalities. Next number, immunization. She is going to do the COVID vaccine. The new available one on the next few weeks. As a boost. Next number is sleep apnea, encouraging her to use it on a regular basis. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.